got hiked to the Hollywood sign because I'm as basic as they come.
Hey, you gotta do it.
What's that Hot Shell Ray song? I'm gonna play that the entire way up. You know what I'm talking about.
Hot Shell Ray. I don't think I do.
Oh, tonight. Come on, tonight. Now we're dancing on top of the Hollywood sign. I'm gonna play it, and if we can't use it, then I'm sorry, Hot Shell Ray.
Oh, I think I do know what you're talking about. Tonight, we're dancing on the top of the Hollywood sign.
Or something like that's the song I'm talking about. I'm gonna play it on loop the whole walk up. Bet.
Da da da.
Da da da. Do 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 do.
Oh man, that song was like really fucking popular. I used to
play it during the 4th of July all the time.
I'm gonna download it.
Shit, me too.
Yeah, let's get back into this song. Yeah. On that note, welcome to the Extra Credits podcast, where two Hot Shell Ray fans head back to school and write little reports on big ideas. My name is May.
And I'm Eric. So each week we're going to take on a different essay prompt head first, diving down into the scholarly depths of Wikipedia and, you know, just writing a research report on honestly whatever. Whatever we want, whatever you want. Then we turn it around and present it to you like the trophy that it is. So thank you. You're welcome.
It could be on anything and everything from English to photography to social studies. And this week's assignment is, what makes a bad tattoo idea?
Oh, we're going to make a lot of people mad. That is
well, a lot of people made me mad. So oh, true. Before we delve. And I have tattoos. You might think they're stupid.
Yes,
so
we both do. I've received insults on mine. I've received compliments on mine. But we're here to dish out insults strictly. That's what we're doing.
It's kind of like study hall, but we're really only here for extra credits. I got my Coca-Cola.
Okay, let me go get my soda. Oh, it's all over the mic.
Oh, no. That sounded expansive. Cheers. Boop.
Oh, fuck. You're
gonna God. I can't wait till we live together and we can do this with martinis.
I did get a martini glass for graduating.
Ooh, nice.
What? Ooh, shout out,
Brianne. I'm going to hate listening to that later. That was loud.
Almost cracked open a thing of Arbor Mist for this.
Ooh, Arbor Mist.
We stan a double-digit priced wine. And by double digits, I mean $12.
Oh, 12. Mm.
It's two Chick-fil-A meals. So you know it's good.
Damn. I love that you've brought your entire life into like how many meals at Chick-fil-A it's worth.
Yeah, roughly. Depends on what city. You know, Chicago is a nice $7.50 no matter what. Chicago.
Chicago.
What have I done since the last time? Well, it's been all of 3 days.
Well, welcome back. What did you think of our first episode?
It was interesting. I thought I was going to be more scared than I was. So now I just know I'm not scared of anything and I'm better than everyone.
Good.
If I can do this, I can do anything, right? That's the
fact.
That's the yardstick.
Yeah, if you can make a podcast or if you can speak into a microphone and let somebody else make a podcast.
Recording from across the country in my own little room where no one can watch me. Basically qualifies me to do whatever I want.
Yeah. Sure.
But now I'm dog sitting and there's like this dog at my feet, so I'm pretty content.
Oh, that's so nice.
She's a cute little boxer puppy. Hello, Sadie.
Sadie, what a great dog name.
I wish she would bark, but she's defending me from the under table monsters right now. So
she's being a homie.
Meanwhile, you have old Blue.
I do. She is sleeping on my bed, which has no sheets on it.
Well, you know, she's not fickle.
Yeah, she does not give a fuck. She is happy to lay out anywhere, and she often does.
Way to go, Blue. We're going to be best friends.
Yeah. Yeah, big sigh.
Big sigh. What was I saying? I was saying, why are you going to Virginia?
Oh, my sister's about to move, so she was like, do you want to hang out?
And you're like,
I was like, yeah, I'm not working.
I've quit my job.
Shut up.
I'm moving to Madrid.
I'm not moving. I'm just going for a week.
Just wandering.
And then I'll come back and
you'll be jet lagged.
Yeah. And then we'll be searching for apartments and we'll both be looking for jobs and we'll both be broke and it'll be a really fun time.
Yeah. I'm in danger, said
Robbie. I'm in danger. Yeah. That's a good meme.
It's one of my favorites.
Big oof.
Ain't that right? No, I'm not in danger, Sadie. You're doing a good job. She just smiled at me, I think.
Aw, doggy smiles.
I'm munching on like some really stale popcorn from last night. It's cool. I'm doing great.
Thriving. I took a dance class today, and now my quads hurt so bad because I was 20 minutes late, and I did not stretch at all.
How many minutes late?
20.
Ooh, and it's a 30-minute class, everyone.
No, it's not. It's hour and 15.
Oof. God, that's probably the equivalent of the total time I've danced in my entire lifetime. Step
that
to the left.
That sounds about right.
Step to the right. Step to the left, and... Break for drinks.
Break for drinks, yes. When I go out dancing, like, I just typically take shots because I don't like to hold a drink on a dance floor because I'm going to end up wearing it. I know it. I know it in my heart. Shots to the face.
You look so good holding a White Claw out there.
Ew. Why are you in White Claw? What's your beef?
That's what everyone's drinking these days, man.
You're right. It's, I mean, yeah.
Some skis with the boys.
It's like watered down Four Loko. I've never once drank it, but that's my general opinion of it. That's how I feel about it.
I don't get the hype. Unless they want to sponsor us, then I get the hype, man. Like, it's a cool way to go. If they want to sponsor us. Please.
Yeah, White Claw wants all 36 of our listeners.
Hell yeah, because all 36 of them will drink that White Claw.
Certainly won't.
Ooh, okay, we're not going to get sponsored.
I hate sparkling water. I hate sparkling water. I love soda. I hate sparkling water. Fuck off, sparkling water.
Okay, White Claw, so if you make a soda maze in.
I feel like that's like what they're trying to be, but they're landing more in sparkling water territory.
Posers.
Messy landing, you know.
What have I done? I saw Hobbs and Shaw last night.
Oh my god,
no,
that's so funny.
Way. We didn't plan this, everyone.
No, we really didn't.
We didn't go together. It just happened to be.
Well, obviously, no, that's you're a in funny St. Louis. The guy that I saw it with kept acting like it was like a double feature. He's like, yeah, I saw Hobbs and then I saw Shaw. Like,
Jesus Christ.
It felt like a double feature. It was long.
It was quite long.
Hey, okay, spoiler alert. But like once they set that bomb for 45 minutes, I was like, oh, great, the final part of the movie. And then like there was a whole other movie
it. Yeah. The 45 minutes went by about 10.
This was my very first introduction to the Fast and Furious universe.
Oh, yikes.
I've never seen a Fast and Furious before.
I have not seen any of them except, I think, number 4, which...
That's so random.
Which, I don't know, was that one called, like, Fast and Furious or something? They incorporated the number? I don't remember, but I remember there was a good song in there, and I was like, okay. The Rock... I'm sorry, Dwayne Johnson now. He's removed The Rock from his acting name.
Oh, no. I liked The Rock. The Rock was looking good.
Oh, such a cool... The Rock Johnson. Hell yeah, I'm seeing that movie. But Dwayne Johnson, that sounds like the guy from The Copy Room.
Yeah, you're right. Dwayne Johnson is such an unassuming name.
I'm pretty sure, is he still like the number one highest paid actor right now?
Oh, that's...
Research department, surprising. Here I come. Okay, I'm sorry, I might have been stupid. 2018, it was Chris Hemsworth. Idiot.
Oh. I mean, yum. I would give Chris Hemsworth all my money.
You hear that, Chris? If times get tough. This unemployed.
I'm pretty broke, but I love you.
That's America's ass.
That's the wrong Chris.
Shit, you're right. You're right. I just need to leave the industry forever now. I have failed.
You're talking about Evans. Evans is America's ass. And honestly, before Endgame, I would have argued it was Tom Brady. But ooh. I'm not even that big of a Patriots fan. But like that was the first ass like America like identified as like beloved, I would argue, like a male celebrity.
But then Tom Holland had his time for a minute when he was that behind the scenes photo. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, Tom Holland. He's a little snack. He's pretty cute.
Jesus. All right. Well, Tom, if you want to be on the podcast, I'd fangirl.
Anybody from the Marvel Universe is so welcome on my podcast at any time.
You hear that? Please.
Please?
Please, come on.
Okay, I don't have a lot of, like, fangirling out in L.A. stories, but it was, like, 2 days after I started serving at my last job. And I was like still training, and so they didn't like really let me approach tables that much, but I had like been talking about how excited I was for what was about to come out. It was Infinity War. It was like right before Infinity War came out, and I was like talking about how hype I was for it, and this girl who was training me was like, oh, can you just go pour water for like table 75? And so like I walked over and I poured it, and then I looked up and it was fucking Stan Lee. It was.
What?
I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And I was like, is there anything else I can bring you? And his like assistant was like, no, we're good, thank you. And I was like, okay, enjoy. And like stepped away. And it's I like family. Immediately ran back up to the girl who was training me. Her name was Sam. And I was like, oh my God, that was amazing.
I would have hugged him.
Oh my God, that would have not been appropriate at all.
We stand for Stan.
We do.
I don't know if I've ever like fangirled or fanboyed on anyone.
Well, it's because you don't feel joy.
This is true. I don't feel joy. I don't feel. Haven't felt joy in a long.
I feel
long time.
Nothing.
Yeah. That just went. That just got dark. That's where we go.
Mm-hmm. So you're dog sitting. What else you been up to?
Trying to get that job. Any job. It's been fun.
It'll be hard from across the country.
Yeah. It's mostly just setting up like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, let me know when you're here and we can get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's great.
Sounds about right.
I'm still scared. I'll get you that unemployed lunch meeting.
You'll get it. It'll be so great. Scared.
So guess what I found out about Comic-Con?
Ooh, tell me.
If my thesis gets in, I get 6, that's right, 6 4-day passes.
Whoa. Whoa.
So, Eric's about to make 6 friends. Please.
What am I? Do I get to go? Please take me. Please take me, Eric.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how I enjoy my time with you.
You're a dick.
Post-grad life is stressful.
You've been post-grad for like 72 hours.
It was a week ago today.
Oh, congrats.
Yep.
You haven't burned up yet.
Not yet.
He's doing okay. Someone needs him to cry. So what's one thing that you're looking forward to in Los Angeles?
Well, no humidity. That's cool.
Yeah. Dry heat.
That's really it.
Are you serious?
I'm really just moving out there to
because you want to be dehydrated all the time.
I don't like being near places that have plentiful water. So this will be a nice move for me.
Well, there's a beach. It's just like 3 hours through traffic.
Gross. I don't like that at all.
It's more like an hour, but
yikes. Yeah.
What's Covina?
What else? I don't know. What the hell do I want to do out there? God, maybe this isn't the right move for me.
Eric, I will throttle you.
No, I have my list of things I want to do.
Oh yeah, let's open that. Let's read it.
Oh God, you guys are gonna make fun of me.
No, they're not. It's adorable. And I haven't done most of this stuff.
Open my list.
Touristy things to do with May. 1, that's Santa Monica. Just all of it.
let's emphasize the touristy things to do.
Yeah.
Not the just a list of things to do. Santa Monica, for sure. I've been there twice. It's whatever. It's a beach. It's got a Ferris wheel. What? Chicago has one, beach? Too. Beat that.
Well, and Santa Monica has, like, a fun little playground area and, like, it's got some a roller coaster. Cool aerial stuff that we can play around on.
I got a shirt my first time there. Said Santa Monica had a seagull flying over the sunset.
Wow.
Wow.
That is that is great.
Number two on the list, we got Venice Beach.
Venice Beach.
Hang with the hipsters.
Yeah.
I'll try my hand at skateboarding. I will fail at skateboarding. I'll try and join a basketball game. Number three on the list, whatever pier Ryan Gosling sang City of Stars on, which I'm pretty sure.
Whichever one.
I think it's Hermosa Beach. I think, yeah. Which is further south.
For Pulp Fiction Diner.
Oh, hell yeah. Pulp Fiction Diner. Yes, please. I, too, will stand on the table and demand everyone's wallets.
Oh.
Be ready for that.
I wasn't, but, you know, I will be now. Da-da-da. Doesn't matter. Da-da-da. Oh, no, that was last episode.
Yes. Oof.
Oof. Call back. Okay, so I have, like, a method for my segment this week.
Ooh,
what makes a bad tattoo idea. And that is, I would like to send the images to you one by one.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Via text. And then I'll put them all in the drive for the show notes. But, okay. Yeah.
So I get to judge these?
Yeah, I mean, that's the point of this, like, essay is
fantastic.
Topic, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I saw these tattoos that were like, only God can judge me. And I'm like,
honey, here I'm sure we're all judging you.
Oh, yeah. If you had to get that tattoo.
Yeah, you did something.
What did you do?
I know what you did. Do you know what you did?
Okay, let me pull up my paper. Okay, I promise this is going to be way speedier than last week's episode.
Oh, mine will for sure be. I didn't write a single thing because I was like, I can just go in on people for this.
Okay. What makes a bad tattoo? Tattoos. You may have one or 20, or you might be a parent who flinches at the word, or you're 17 and you have this Robert Frost quote that you picked up from your sophomore English literature class and you want it scrawled across your rib or something. Well, the reasons one gets a tattoo may vary. Every tattoo canvas knows that the best and worst thing about their tattoo is that it's not going anywhere. So, what makes a bad one? Perhaps it is simply subjective, and some may argue that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. However, there are countless listicles that come up when one enters bad tattoos into one's preferred search engine. Believe me, that's exactly what I did. So upon consideration and after much Googling, the universal truth may be drawn that aside from the obvious spelling error, tattoos, and tramp stamps, there are 7 cardinal sins a tattoo artist and or canvas may commit. They are as follows. These are their stories. Goom, goom.
Goom, goom. Woo!
Woo! It's the cleaning lady.
Oh my God, can we put that on the Patreon, Eric?
Ooh, I could.
Oh, that's such great Patreon content.
Support us.
Support us.
Give us money.
Okay. So here's the first one.
All right.
The first cardinal sin. Okay. The first cardinal sin of tattoos. Any single tattoo that takes up the entirety of a torso, back, or limb.
Ooh.
And then let me send you this example.
Any tattoo that takes up the full back or torso. So you're against sleeves.
No, I'm not, because that's a conglomeration of tattoos. I'm not, like, you'll see what I mean. I sent you an example, and
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So tell me if that is acceptable
well,
to you.
This example is a bad tattoo. Unless this is indeed a snake.
No. So what we see here is a man's leg. I assume that's a man's leg. That doesn't look womanly to me.
Did you just assume?
I did. I really did.
Gender?
I did.
Mm. I well, mean, it's ugly
way,
whoever
you are. I
had to shave
it to get this tattoo. Yeah.
It's quite frightening.
Yeah, so they've tattooed their leg to look like a snake.
And we're not saying, like, a snake is on the leg. It's like the leg. It's like they are a snake. It scales in patterns. It's like their leg is the snake. There's no head.
No.
Unless maybe
the leg is the snake. I don't even want to know where the head of that snake is. Oh dear.
If that is a man. Hell, if it's a woman, I'm even more terrified.
Actually, I'm pretty. I dig it if it's a woman. I'm not that mad.
Yeah, that's not a good one to have. That's gonna scare the grandkids.
It is. That it is. Okay. Cardinal tattoo sin number 2. Anything to do with the nipple. Period.
Well, okay. So when you say that, do you mean the tattoo incorporates the nipple into the design?
Like this one and this one. And yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck.
We have two great examples.
I don't like having these in my phone. Okay, in this case, I agree. If it's being incorporated as, like, a part of the design, that's incredibly bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if you get a chest tattoo and, like, it happens to, like, go over your nipple, that's one thing. Right. But, like, if you're getting creative with your nipples...
So describe these two to us.
You're right. Okay, so exhibit A for this second cardinal tattoo sin is, I assume it's a gentleman's nipple. Again, I'm assuming. I have no other context.
I mean, I'd give it to you on that one. Okay. There's quite a... well, you know, I can't judge. I was going to say there's quite a bit of hair surrounding the nipple, but you know what?
Women are mammals too, Eric.
To each their own. We all
have hair. Yeah. Jeez, how do I even start? Okay, so there's his nipple, right? Obviously. That's the whole point.
That's how guys think about their nipples in general. So there's this thing. And we don't know why.
I'm trying to put it in layman's terms. So there's this nipple. And on the areola of it is two
dots.
I just got
really uncomfortable.
Oh, I've been uncomfortable. On the nipple itself is two dots and a line. So as to make a smiley face with the nipple portion itself being the nose.
Yes, the summit
resting,
is the nose.
Yes. And then resting atop is a sombrero. And there's no context given for the sombrero. It's just a nipple.
Wearing a sombrero.
And, you know, it doesn't look mad about it. It looks pleased. It's smiling, but...
So some might call it a sombrariola.
That was really good. I'm upset by it, but
it
was really good.
I'm here all week.
You are, and then you move.
Hey.
Move.
Reality.
And then so exhibit B also incorporates the nipple in the artistry of the tattoo. Can you help me out with what kind of controller this is? I don't want people to yell at me.
That is a Nintendo 64 controller mid to late 90s era.
Ah.
And it's not even a well-drawn N64 remote. There's, jagged lines, and the buttons aren't circular.
Craftsmanship is also subpar. But, I mean, first and foremost, we need to talk about what's going on in it. Because can you imagine why this person got this tattoo? I'm certain that
he envisioned. I can understand getting a video game tattoo.
This one is clearly, with the intent to have somebody,
play
twiddle
with it.
His nipple.
Is serving as the joystick.
Yeah.
A joystick indeed. For him, maybe. I don't know for how many
Does
others.
He have one on each breast, or is it just this
Ooh,
side?
Gosh.
I don't know. The photo only shows his left breast.
I mean, the amount of... I don't know where to begin. Like, when he showed up to the place... And he had his first meeting.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I want a Nintendo 64 controller. And they're like, okay,
cool.
They're
like, oh, we do this all the time.
Where? And he's like on my chest. They're like, okay, we can do that. And they're like, do you have a spot in mind? And he's like, oh, boy, do I.
Get a load of this, guys.
You see this right here? Think joystick. And, no, hold up.
Oh, man, I keep hitting my mic. Oh, damn.
That's not a great one.
Mm-mm. I've seen it, and I can't unsee it. Okay. Cardinal sin number 3. Kind of along the same lines. Anything that incorporates getting creative with your body hair or your hairline.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, get excited. I have 3 examples for this one.
The hairline one might make me laugh, but incorporating body hairs, I'm gonna probably throw up.
I want you to describe these.
Oh, good God. Okay,
This is one. A.
Jesus.
Sorry, this is... Cardinal sin 3, exhibit A.
I need to go to a prayer group. All right.
Share. Tell us. Tell us what we're looking at, Mr. Hoya.
Well, I've never seen one, so I don't actually... JK. Okay, so...
well, I mean, we don't see one here either.
So body hair is certainly being incorporated here. Not in a flattering way, I'd say. Maybe it's in an empowering way. And I don't want to assume the gender of this tattoo.
It's definitely on a guy.
So yes, this is a man with and he does have hair under his arm, but he looks like he's in his 20s. Anyway, irrelevant. Yeah. He is standing in a bro tank, so this tattoo makes sense.
Let's name him Kyle.
And his arm is up to showcase this work of art.
On his bicep is one leg of a woman wearing fishnet thigh highs and red high heels.
So we're a bit of a Dorothy vibe, I might say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, if yeah. Dorothy, you're right. Very upsetting. Never watching The Wizard
Dorothy
of Oz again.
If Dorothy fell to drugs, which she would never.
and then as you cruise down the leg that's on his bicep, you see his pit hair.
Right.
Which is
at the
very,
top of her thigh.
You know, very conspicuously placed where her genitalia would be. And then as you continue down, the other leg continues down on the rib. So as to project... a woman opening her legs and having an unshaved. I mean, I'm not here
no,
to
I'm
judge.
I'm judging.
Like,
I'm judging this guy.
This guy, I could honestly, in some ways, I could not even be that mad at him because it's kind of empowering. Like, clearly this guy is not judging women for shaving or not shaving. But I definitely don't feel comfortable. There's no face on this woman. It's just the legs. And I think that's pretty indicative of how he approaches women. Anyways, I have two other examples for this sin. So here's one.
Oh, man.
All right, sorry. This is B.
That's
this is
funny.
Exhibit B.
I don't know how you come to think of this.
So the man is balding in the back. So he has a full head of hair, but there's a bald spot in the back. And
like kind of
on the bald
patch.
Spot.
I'd call it.
Oh, a muck patch.
A monk patch.
A monk patch. Okay. Is this like an established hair term?
Not
okay. That's
know.
Just your name for it. Okay, cool. So a monk patch is a significant amount of hair from a bald spot and then a full head of hair from that spot outwards. So this gentleman has decided to color that spot in to look like a gorilla screaming. And so as his brunette hair flows from it, it looks like from the back of his head.
He's King Kong.
There's a gorilla on the back of his head.
Well, you know what they say. Something about monkeys on backs. don't take it literally, folks.
Yeah.
Fuck,
and
that's
then
not
finally,
a good one,
though. Oh, no. And then finally, oh, yeah, it's kind of, like, sloppy. Like, it's not, like, a super photorealistic gorilla. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It looks like something that maybe, like, a sophomore high school art class drew. And then this one.
Oh no, I don't like this at all. This is downright frightening.
It's your turn to describe
this. This is a bald man, a very bald man, with a face tattooed on the back of his head in a very surprised expression. But he kept
He's
his
not
hair.
Bald.
He kept hair where the eyebrows and mustache of this back of the head face man would be, and it's very unsettling. And I feel like I need to go wash my face.
Can you imagine sitting behind that
eyes.
Man on a flight?
Not all heroes wear capes, but some
this
people
man should.
Wear faces. This is awful.
Yeah, so we're three sins in. Cardinal tattoo sin number 4. Any tattoo that uses the canvas's actual limb as a limb within the tattoo.
Oh, fuck. I think I know what you're going to send me.
I hope it's the same thing that you're expecting.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, that's not right.
That's amazing, though.
No, it's not.
It's so
bad.
Funny.
Imagine this man taking you on a date and then taking you home and removing his shirt.
Well, props to him. He got you to come home, I guess, you know?
Well, it's just, like, it's so disconcerting. So it's him. He's flying the Millennium Falcon, right?
I don't know if that's necessarily... I think it's just him flying a spaceship, because that doesn't look like any Millennium Falcon I've ever seen.
Fair. Well, I don't know.
It's like a little cockpit with, like, That's about all I can see from
it. Check the show notes. You know, you'll see it. You'll either see it or you don't. But this guy, his head, it's like a caricature. This man looks like a human caricature came to life, and I am haunted by it.
So what he did was, he's got a normal-sized head, because he's a person, so he's a real person. Yeah. But he used his real neck, and his real neck goes down into the tattoo, where it's like... sprouts into these really small shoulders and arms down his chest, so it looks like a little body on his chest connected to his actual head. And
but I have one more example of this. That's something he paid for. Trompe-l'oeil, trick of perspective. My limb is the same limb as this tattoo's. The hubris of this man. I'm so excited.
Wow. That's actually... it's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like this technique could be used, like, way better. I mean, I think this man is trying to say he is the hand of God.
Oh, that was exactly what I thought. I was like, oh, Christ's hands are his hands.
So why don't you F off, bud?
But it's super hubristic, man. Like, I don't know.
And it's
like,
not even well drawn.
Yeah, it literally looks like, how would you describe this shot if it were through a camera, Eric?
This is a medium close-up of Jesus being nailed to the cross. So his arms are outreached as one would be nailed to a cross.
Natch.
But Jesus's hand continues into the guy's actual hand.
That's just not right.
And it looks like a rough sketch for a storyboard. And the nail's at the wrong spot in his hand.
Yeah, but
I actually don't know. I didn't see it, so...
Well,
I mean,
if you're looking at Jesus's right hand, which is not the same hand as the gentleman who just got tattooed... Jesus's right hand is nailed within the palm, and then the nail is like at the very top of this guy's left hand, of this guy's left wrist.
So, you paid for it. You paid money. And you got it. It's on you. Forever.
That you done did. Okay, so I have a lot of examples for cardinal sin number 5. Should be obvious, but... if you are not willing to spend at least $1,000 on your tattoo, do not get anything with a human face. Don't do it.
I'm very excited for this.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4 examples, I'm pretty sure. Hang on. Oh, man, this is great. Let's just... do you want a one by one, or do you want a big old dump?
Go big dump.
Big dump, okay.
Big dump it on me.
Okay, here you go.
Ooh, I don't like that one. I have trouble sleeping to begin with. And I'll be honest, I'm not confident in tonight.
It's not right. It's so bad.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, like first one is rough with that little girl and the gap tooth and her eyes and her forehead. And her, and her smile.
Are you talking about the very last one?
It's the
black and white photo that looks like the ring came to life.
Oh, no, the very first one you sent me with the little girl.
Oh, that one's pretty
bad.
That
looks rough. Like, that is... I mean, unless the girl actually looks like that, I'm sorry on both fronts. oh, this next one, okay. Oh, yikes, man. These kids look like... so they're holding up the actual pictures of the kid they tried to get tattooed. And these look like gremlinized versions of these kids. Like, this kid's eye. They're doing, like, a perspective tattoo of him where he's, like, turned.
It looks like a Picasso painting or something.
It does. Like... his head is turned, like, at the three-quarter angle. But the further away eye is bigger. It's... and then the kid on the right, I mean, he looks like he was hit with a number of bars of soap. And he is swelling. And his teeth, those are triangles, his teeth. I've seen this before.
Do not draw individual teeth if you're getting a football tattoo.
Oh, man, and now I'm on to the toddler with the bow in her hair.
That's my first.
This looks like E.T.'s love child.
Oh, man.
My God, how did anyone, how?
Like, okay, if you ever start shading it in, like, oh.
You
should
have seen the outline first and been like, no, please don't continue.
And he's like, no, man, like, once I add the shading, it'll
this
be better. Like,
is
it's definitely
wild.
Not.
No, that...
I can't wait till you get to the fourth.
Oh, I'm on the fourth. That looks like a serial killer's hand drawing. This woman on this woman in the actual picture, not bad, but the one on the right, I don't think they'd be friends. I don't think they'd get along.
Oh my god.
Oh, look at him in the back in the mirror on that one. He's got two bras hanging up in the background. You go, bud.
Oh god, you're so right.
Ew. You did it. You landed
Good
it.
Eye. Good
Unless
eye,
they're Eric. Victims, then someone please find this man. Jesus.
Oh. Okay. Our penultimate cardinal sin.
Christ.
Our second to last cardinal sin is anything on a human face. So I'm going to do this in two parts. The first one is this guy.
So all face tattoos.
Yeah, but I have some very I mean, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and, like, unless, like, you're in a gang and there's, like, a reason for you to have a tattoo on your face, like, don't, it's not cute. It's, like, I don't know.
Okay, so this face tattoo you sent me is trash. This is a bald eagle emerging from this man's forehead and is not happy about it.
Neither of them are. Weirdly enough, like, the eagle looks just like him.
Yes, he does have some bald eagle features, such as the same nose. They have the same
furrowed brow. But there's nothing, like, it's just beak to brow on this eagle. You don't see anything outside of its, like, face. It's, like, a super close-up.
It's wild. I wouldn't get this one, I'll be honest. No? Maybe a different bird on my forehead.
Well, what about this one? Or these ones? Are you a fan of ICP?
Oh, some insane clown posse, but they fucked this one up. Yeah, that's not good. This just looks like a bunch of black tape on someone's face, and I'll be honest, that does not work at parties.
No, but, I mean, it's never coming off. This person got Juggalo makeup tattooed on their fucking face.
Well, Juggalo's for life, man. You gotta... I don't know, man.
It's all horrendous. But, like, and I'm, like, I don't have, like, that many judgments when it comes to, like, people just getting whatever they want. But if you're going to tattoo your face, like, what are you thinking?
You got to be committed to that. You better hope, like, the band especially doesn't go on, like, you find out that they're running, like, a sex trafficking ring or something. No. And then you're like, oh, shit, now I've got this on my face. Now I look stupid.
Now I look stupid. Okay, and our final cardinal sin.
But I will say, I don't think all face tattoos... Fuck, it's hard. I would never get
one. It's okay, pipe up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'd never get one, but I know people that have them, and they've told me about them, and they all mean something to them. I'm like, okay, that's cool, and they're like some of the coolest people I've met. But it takes... You gotta really have that shit figured out. You gotta really know why you're doing...
Not an impulse tattoo. Get an impulse tattoo somewhere stupid, like.
Now all these SoundCloud rappers, though, those are all usually garbage on their face, and it's just because, hey, these guys all have them and they're famous, so that's what I gotta do. Mm-hmm. I digress.
Okay, may I continue?
Yeah, you can.
I promise, I'm almost done. The final cardinal sin of tattooship is, you know, that thing on the internet where people say if it exists, there's a porn of it.
Oh yeah, Rule 63, I think, or something like that. 63. Is that Rule 34?
I don't know, man. I just only know that, like, there's, like, this well-known running joke on the internet that, like, if anything exists, there's some kind of porn of it.
Yeah, I think it looks like it's 34. Shit, I feel bad. I don't know it. Anyway.
Feel free to email us at extracreditspodcast@gmail.com and let us know, because we are not
We're prepared. Curious.
Yeah. Socratic seminar, people. So the seventh cardinal rule is don't get that porn tattooed on your body.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually not good.
Well, you would think it goes without saying. And I'm going to send you two examples. The first example, Exhibit A, is admittedly a recovery tattoo, but I don't think that excuses it.
That one's not as bad as I thought it would be, because she's wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah.
It's
a very sexualized Marge Simpson. The original tattoo was a name tattoo that said Mary. And then this person filled the Y in to be a G and added an E at the end. And then they have Marge Simpson cleaning the floor.
On all fours. And she's smiling.
Oh, yeah.
With a bit of a smolder.
She's giving you bedroom eyes for sure. She's got like a little bandana in her hair. Yeah. I mean... Do you think Mary left because of this tattoo?
Oh, this is a chicken and the egg situation, yeah. I think.
I definitely think Mary left and then this person got this tattoo. I mean, if I was Mary and that happened, I'd be like, why the fuck?
I dated that guy or gal. We don't know who this is.
Yeah. Jinkies. And then my final one is this one. I leave you with this.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. No one should ever get this on their body or on paper. This is an extremely chiseled Ronald McDonald wearing a Speedo and sprouting from the top front crotch of
the best detail.
One Speedo is an extra large batch of fries.
Oh, you know it's extra large.
He's loving it. I will be honest.
It's so bad. They gave him dimples. I really can't with this. This is the
stuff. Oh, he's got the V line. Mm-hmm. Oh,
this guy is cut. He is not eating McDonald's. He simply represents them.
Oh, he's clearly not eating.
Yeah.
based on the footage here.
Yeah.
No, he's hairless too. Like he's like marble. He's like a seal.
Yeah. You think he put fries in his thing? Because I thought those were his pubes. I thought his pubes
they
were
might
fries,
be honestly.
And he was just like hairless except for the bush of fries. Ooh, that was coming
that's almost,
out.
That's probably funnier then.
That was how I took it, but that doesn't mean. I mean, maybe he just like put it.
Either way, yeah. He loves to see a smile, and is showing it.
This. So much. Okay. Let me finish this so I can just burn all these pictures. In summary, because a tattoo is everlasting, a bad tattoo may be defined as a tattoo which is met with regret. Sometimes the regret is immediate, and sometimes it creeps in later when the canvas is applying for jobs or looking for a life partner. But regret is regrettably subjective. However, there is a bell curve, so to speak, of which tattoos do not stand the test of time. So while the final say for a tattoo is ultimately between the tattoo artist and his or her client, a case is made that these artists have a moral obligation to steer their clients away from the 7 cardinal tattoo sins, whether it be due to size, placement, content, or quality. How do you feel? Did you like that call of action?
You're sitting here, we're talking about tattoos, and you're going to talk about regrets, and we're not going to make a no regrets.
It seemed like low-hanging fruit.
You're talking about Ronald McDonald again.
Oh, that is very... Well, I'm pretty hungry for some McDonald's now, so...
Ooh, mama.
Yeah. Do you mind if I take a little break and then we can come back and I can hear all about what you think makes a bad tattoo idea?
Ooh, yes.
All right.
We are back from McDonald's. Tonight. All right.
There's a party on the rooftop. Top of the world, Eric.
That's the one.
We're not invited, but there's one up there.
We're partying on some rooftop. It's a dark one. All righty. Let me shred some people, because the tattoos Ooh. You sent me are all bad, objectively mm-hmm. bad.
Yeah.
I geared all mine towards ones that I like actually know people that have them.
Oh.
So I'm not going to call out people by names, of course.
Eric, you got so personal.
Oh, I know so many people with shitty ones. It's.
I do too. I just didn't want to shoot. You know.
Oh, shoot your shot.
No shots fired. We got a pot.
Okay. All right. So I have a BuzzFeed article that agrees with me on most of its things.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of made me... Shit, what was it? What made me think this idea for this episode was pretty good was I saw this article, because usually BuzzFeed is trash. Almost all the time BuzzFeed is trash. That's not journalism. That's just, what character from this show are you? I'm like, all right, please.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, you know what? They can know these hands.
You're such a Charlotte.
Jesus. Okay, so the article I saw, it was 19 designs tattoo artists are sick and tired of doing.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about like basic shit?
Basic. Okay, yes. Yeah, so what makes a bad tattoo for Eric? Because that's what matters. My opinion is the one that matters.
Obviously.
First of all, people who just get one so they can say they have a tattoo fucking drives me nuts. Up the wall. Like,
is that a real thing?
And it's just those little, it's the little ones, like a little smiley face tucked away. So if I call out anyone that you have, I apologize in advance. I've done this to a number of people before where I'm going on about this and I like, oh, and this kind sucks. And this
alienate
kind sucks.
A lot of our listenership.
It's like, the basic ones really bother me because they have absolutely zero meaning behind them. And you know what? If you're cool with just being a human whiteboard, oh, shit.
What do you think about that?
Okay, well, so she just showed me she has a tiny little heart on her arm. And I said smiley face, so it's not the exact same thing.
But what would you say if I told you that I wear my heart on my sleeve?
My first reaction? All right. First of all, that's not your sleeve, all that's right. Your arm, so...
No, if I were going to wear long sleeves.
Well, then it's under your sleeve. Where was I?
You were shitting on my tattoo.
So it's like, yeah, like, if people want to be just like that human whiteboard and just like, oh, let's just draw me, man. I'm a canvas. And it literally means like squat, and they're just going because their friends go. They're just going because, oh, like ink therapy, man. I got to get something. And it's always just some bullshit. Like it makes no sense. It doesn't mean anything to them or anyone. And they're just getting it to get it. And it's kind of like those things. I know a lot of tattoo shops do this, and I don't know why they do it. They have like one day of the week. It's like, ooh, $25 tattoo day. But it's like super restrictive. You can get like one letter, one color. And it just has to be the most basic thing.
Or it's like a pre-selected like.
Yeah, they have a okay, if you get a pre-selected list of images, good God, what are you doing? You can probably find those in a little 25-cent dispenser. You can have it for a week. And if you're like, oh, that was stupid, guess what? It's off of you now. But like, what are the big ones? The big one that bothers me.
Smiley faces, apparently.
Yeah, little ones that just are like, little cutesy. Oh, look at us. We're rebels because we have little tattoos now. We went to the beach on vacation, and there was a tattoo shop right next to the snow cone stand. And it's the snow cone stand we went to every night. So we thought to commemorate our one visit to this beach, we should get a tattoo for the rest of our lives. Ooh, and let's make it a palm tree because we're from the Midwest and the beach is awesome. We love palm trees. Oh my God, you should be getting... I don't know what grows in the Midwest. You should be getting pollen. That you should get pollen tattooed on you because my goodness. But the one that
pollen would be a cool tattoo.
I'm getting angry. I feel like I'm.
He's riled up, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's that one guy on Jones? Something Jones, crazy guy.
What?
Alex Jones. That's the guy. Oh wow. Oh, he's wild. But and so the one that always bothered me. There's a lot that always bothered me. Let's be clear. But in this BuzzFeed article, it was the number one thing. It's okay. People who get an anchor.
Oh.
And it's always on the foot or on the ankle.
Wrist. Oh.
Sometimes the wrist. And it always has some bullshit quote like, you will never hold me down. Or, according to the article, don't sink is what one of the tattoo artists says he gets a lot. Every anchor always says, don't sink. I don't know if these people are even understanding of what an anchor does.
Like, the whole point of it is to sink.
To sink, yeah. Like, if you wanted something that meant don't sink, get a goddamn buoy. If we're going with the stupid nautical
like
theme.
Vest.
Which, how many times have you guys actually been on a boat that are getting these anchor tattoos? And how many of them actually have anchors that are in the shape of the old pirate ship anchors? My goodness, it's usually just a cylindrical thing. So like, yeah, get a cylinder with little two prongs on your ankle and tell me how gorgeous it is and how rebellious you are because you'll never be held down. So then why do you have an anchor on you? If you don't want to be held down, I don't know, get balloons tattooed on your forehead or something.
If I may interject, there is a sorority whose symbol is the anchor. So personally, a lot of anchor tattoos I know of that are on like, you know, girls that are like, oh, I'm an anchor, not like, you know, a Navy person.
And they get it because of all their sisters, right?
I think they just get it because it's like, you know, like it's like wearing your letters all the time. But I don't know. Nobody ever gets their letters tattooed on them. That's kind of.
Which, OK, see, OK, so like I understand getting if you were in like a sorority or fraternity, like those are like some great friendships you might have. Awesome. You should commemorate those friendships. But
yeah.
I mean, you can be original with it. Like,
yeah.
Do like an inside joke. Do something like, do like an image that is like representative to what that was for you. Don't get something that millions, I don't know the numbers, thousands of people have so that you guys can someday meet at a party and go, oh, I have that same tattoo.
Yeah, that's fair. I've seen like other people with my tattoo on the internet. I guess like I don't get butthurt about it because I go, oh, great minds think alike.
Oh, it's Now, that's not saying anyone who has an anchor tattoo is an idiot.
Navy, he's calling you out.
Let's say you were in the Navy or something. Maybe you've literally worked on a boat. You've spent a lot of time on the ocean or something like that. So, like, the water actually has some sort of meaning to you. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of want to hold on to that. Great. Like, I'm all for that. But this whole, like, never hold me down and here's an anchor. I mean, fuck off. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Next.
That's one. Please. Okay.
You've made your point.
I'm kind of going through this BuzzFeed article now because I agree with literally all this. And I've seen a bunch. There's the one with like big cats in crowns.
What?
Like people get a lion or a tiger tattooed on them and it's wearing a crown always tilted off to the side because it's, you know, it's relaxed. It's kicking.
Yeah, it's a cool ruler. Chill it's not vibes, like a regular man. King. He's a cool king. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you the king of, Buster?
Coolness, apparently. Of lackadaisical crown wearing, at the very least.
I'm like, what? Cats and crowns? No. I've watched lions be defeated by hyenas on the National Geographic. Next. Okay.
No, that killed it. That was great. And on a high note.
I actually wrote this one down, and it's in this article. It's usually guys who get this. Very rarely women. If you get a forest tattooed around your arm, it's usually a forearm sleeve.
Okay.
With just trees. Just trees circling around your arm.
Like a silhouette of like a forest?
Yep. Usually not color, just black and white, solid. Very pretty. Makes absolutely no goddamn sense to me. Like, what are you getting across with this? There's nothing unique with the forest. It's trees.
Maybe they're really into camping.
Oh, that was my point I was going to bring up. What's it mean? Oh, you know, I'm like at one with nature. What? The only time you're outside is when you're day drinking on a boat in the middle of a lake. Pounding White Claw.
He's calling you out, White Claw drinkers.
And then what? You go home and you sleep in the AC. You've never glamping. Spent a week in the woods. You've never. And then even if you have, get something specific that a million people haven't already gotten. I don't know. Make it specific to a certain trail you used to track. Make it specific to a certain forest you and your friends used to hang out in, build a fort in. But, like, it's been done so much. Like, it's not unique. It's just another guy with another forest on his arm. Wow, he's hot. I assume that's what people say because you people keep getting the tattoos.
You people.
Next.
Okay. I love this. This is, like, this feels like a Lewis Black show all of a sudden.
This one will be short. Barcodes. Please stop.
Oh. Please stop. A lot of people think this is a barcode.
The bench, it's a bench,
yeah.
And your bench makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I would never get like an image of something. That's just not my style. I have Gaelic script on my arm that means something that I try not to tell a lot of people.
You wanted to get laundry machines tattooed on us to commemorate roommateship. You were like, you'll be the dryer and I'll get the washer.
I was kidding, people. Uh-huh. But if
sure.
So yeah, I have Gaelic script.
Wait,
it'd be really hard.
So I shouldn't have gotten a dryer tattooed on my.
We'll talk. Okay. Maybe it's a washer dryer combo. I don't know.
Oh, I got the whole package.
So like getting like straight up images is tough for me to commit to because that's just.
You'd rather have words.
It's like words. I don't know. I feel like that's harder to mess up. Granted, you have to do like the research to make sure it's like the right words. It's like spelled right. There's no typos. But, like, you just pick a font. It's not, like, overly aggressive at anyone. It's not colorful. Mine, I'm talking about mine strictly. You can be colorful
or
whatever.
Okay, so a bad tattoo to Eric is...
No. I'm not saying...
An image.
I'm saying I personally wouldn't get an image because I can't commit to that. If you can, that's great. I've seen great ones.
Yeah, like my bench. Shout out, Justin Gall.
I really considered getting one of my dog's face, but I was like, if that came out bad...
Oh, no, that would be tragic.
I feel like I would have forever owed her an apology. So barcodes, very bad.
Get them out. You think they work?
There's some
scanner.
Really negative connotations to that. Maybe if your family went through something, then I can, sure. Like, I don't know what that's like, but still.
You're right.
But if you're just getting one because you're like, barcode, man, we're all part of the system.
I'm just another piece of meat on this barbershop.
And
barber
this is also
oh,
on
no.
butcher This shop. One's also from the BuzzFeed article, and the artist said, oftentimes if they scanned the barcode, it was usually for like stupid products, like actual things. So it's like, you don't know what you're getting. It's stupid. This one I also wrote down, and it's also on the list. So that's why I love this article.
You're proud of yourself.
Latitude and longitude coordinates.
Okay, you don't like that.
I hate it.
Why? Because nobody knows where it is.
Yeah, it's basically you. I don't know. I'm back and forth on this one, actually, because if you're hardcore, and maybe it goes back to, like, I don't really feel like I have, like, a place I feel like it's home or whatever. So if you genuinely feel attached to a place, I guess it's really boring. It's like Times New Roman font bullshit, and it's like, oh, it's something that no one actually knows. Some people know, but if no one's gonna know what it means, if they look at it, they're gonna have to ask you, where is that? Great, now you got you started the conversation, you won yourself a first date. Great, congrats.
That's probably the point of it.
But then again, all the continents are constantly shifting. So your hometown is drifting off course. And it just looks stupid. It's just a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
Maybe this is more just a... This is probably just more... But I'm back and forth,
you
like
and
I said.
You and this BuzzFeed listicle have a lot in like common when it comes to your opinions of people,
It's
though.
Funny. I just scrolled through and I was like, oh, you're right. We agreed on face tattoos for the most part. They generally just look stupid and are ill thought out. This is also on the list. This is stupid. The Deathly Hallows symbol from Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, I see that all
Congrats,
the time.
You're identifying yourself as a Death Eater or what?
No, that's not... The Death Eaters don't have that symbol.
What do the Deathly Hallows... What is it, then?
The Death Eaters have the Dark Mark, which honestly would be a pretty tight tattoo if you, like,
it
really
looks
identify
aesthetically
with.
Cool.
No, like, the Deathly Hallows image is, like, the key to them defeating this, you know, this antagonist who is lined up with a lot of historical figures who are, like, fascists and, I don't know. I think it's seen as, like, empowering because it's, like, these three small things came together to defeat something that, like, nobody thought they could defeat. When they felt helpless, like, all they needed was this stone, this stick, and this cane. All
right, I'll take it off my list. Just because I saw it.
Well, I mean, it's still really basic. I would never get it tattooed on myself. But I see the beauty in it. And, if you want a Harry Potter tattoo, I might recommend. I have a friend, Rachel, who is really dope Harry Potter tattoo. It's just the three little stars from the bottom of the pages.
Wow.
And they're, like, so distinct, but it's, like you're, like, those are the stars from Harry Potter. But, like, I don't know. It's, like, it's so weird. It's, like, damn.
So
deep
my,
cut, babe.
my last big one.
Okay, hit me.
The general idea. It's nothing super specific, but it's like any tattoo that you kind of said at the beginning that you just get to get.
Oh, we came full circle. That's nice.
You get it to get it because you're like, oh, yeah, it's badass to have one. It's cool to have one. And then years down, people are like, where'd you get that? And you're like, oh, I was like, I just really wanted one day, and this is what I got. A lot of them, you get them just it's a big look at me thing. Like, look at
yeah.
me. And what the one that bothered me the most, and this was like a huge fad for a long time, was the semicolon phase.
Oh. Okay.
And the whole message behind that was like to pause. Wasn't it like an anti-suicide kind of message where it's like pause
yeah.
and think? Which, cool message, great message. But then all the fucking people that went around and like they get it and then they're like posting their pictures of it online. Like, hey, look at me. I got
yeah.
one. Hey, look. Hey. Hey, did you see me? Did you see that I support this? Hey.
It's not like about like.
Hey, did you see like
actually trying to
did
like
you see
stop
that
and
I
think
care?
And support people?
Did you
who
see
need
that I cared? I got 400 likes, so 400 people think I care about. And I'm like, you fucking people were the bullies in high school. You guys were the mean girls or the jock sitting at the table. I don't know any guy, or I actually don't know anyone personally that has this tattoo, so maybe I'm talking out of my ass. But yeah, it felt like
I was like, the only people I know personally who have this tattoo, I think it's only, I can only think of one for sure, and I think I might know a second person, but I'm not sure. I know that they very genuinely did struggle with suicide and depression.
And I know there's going to be those people mixed in, but I felt whenever I saw it, they were like outnumbered by these people just trying to prove that they cared and they weren't a shitty person. But like, where are you guys with these people? Like, I don't see you ever like speaking out for the cause or anything. You just got this, it's a little one, so I can hide it somewhere, but I can still show it to say, look at me, I care, I'm a great person.
Like a party trick.
Yeah. That's kind of referencing an Anthony Jeselnik stand-up, Thoughts and Prayers. He does this whole thing about like, look at me, I care. It's pretty great. And that's how I felt about that. I'm sure there's plenty of other ones I hate.
I'm sure too.
I'm a little winded from how riled up I got.
I've never seen you so whipped up.
Deep breath. Okay. I think
put your arms above your head there, kiddo.
I think that's good enough for me right now. I'll probably think of some stuff as soon as we finish this, and I'll be real angry.
You can always throw it in the Google Doc and be like, oh, yeah, I just didn't bring this up.
I'm like sweating. I won't tell anybody. Just thinking about just like coming down from that. That was intense. That was fun. I enjoy ranting.
Good. Yeah, I can't wait to listen to it 9 times in a row on this flight to Virginia while I chop it up like Kanye chops up the beats, baby. I can't stop likening myself to Kanye chopping up the beats.
God, well, that was fun.
I miss the sweet Kanye. Chop up the beats like me.
Yikes.
I gotta say, I don't really want to meet Kanye. He frightens me.
God, he scares the shit out of me.
Genius though. Man can rap.
Well,
that was a great report.
Okay. job, yeah, that was as angry as I got. I had fun. Like the I enjoy venting
I
from time to time. I usually keep it all bottled up. So now I'm like 5 pounds lighter from anxiety and stress, just putting it out there.
Yeah. Released a lot of gas. Well, Eric, I think it's time to cite our sources.
All right. So our podcast logo was drawn by Susan Curry. Her Instagram handle is @SusanCurryDesign.
Mm-hmm. And our theme music was composed and produced by Ryan Carter. He can be found on Instagram @TheRyanCarter.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. Please remember to check out the footnotes or show notes for any visual aids we used in this episode, as well as any links to sponsors.
Check out those links. Click on our Anchor link. And maybe if you have a podcast idea of your own, get it through our website, you know, it'll be great. And you know, you want to check out those tattoos that we talked about. Eric got to enjoy them. I got to enjoy them.
If you're trying not to sleep tonight, please.
If you're like me and you have aphantasia and you don't have a mind's eye and you can't conjure images just from having them described to you, visit the show notes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's normal, right?
What is normal for me?
It doesn't exist. Your homework is to subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening right now and to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. While we appreciate you listening on any podcatcher, a review on the Apple Podcast app really helps the show.
And our egos, of course.
Those could always use some help. For extra credit, visit our Patreon, where you can get all kinds of extra credits, extra content, and help support the show with your monies. Then listen for your name in our Cite Your Sources segment next week.
So next week, we are going to be turning in our assignments on how rugby compares to American football. Oh boy, howdy.
Oh boy.